What prepares us for the onset of a holiday or a new season? Think about what happens the second after Thanksgiving Day is complete. What's immediately on people's homes, immediately on the television sets, and immediately on the radio? It's time for the holiday season. What happens as soon as March subsides? What's on our radios? What's on our television sets? It's time for summer vacation. I find that in American society, we are thrust into preparation for the next holiday or season, whether or not we like it. And the more and more I thought about this, the more that I thought that preparation in America begins through sales, through our media, through the adornment of lights on our homes, etc., I was wondering the opposite question, at least the question that each one of us should be thinking. How do we engage in Jewish preparation? When it's time for the next holiday, when it's time for Shabbat, when it's time for the next season, what is the definition of Jewish preparation? And so I sat down at my desk as I was thinking about this question, whether or not there is even a definition of being Jewishly prepared. And I went through a few of the customs that we engage in during the holidays. So think about Yom Kippur. We fast ourselves, and we strip our bodies of normalcy. Sukkot, we leave our homes, and we face the outside world by living in a temporary structure, in a hut. Then fast forward to Pesach. What do? We search our homes for little pieces of bread, for crumbs, until we find that little last morsel, and then we burn it. Tisha B'Av, we sit on the ground, and we lament, and we mourn, and we cry. And if you think about these various customs, you'll realize that as Jews, we prepare in a very different way for our holidays, for Shabbat, for our new seasons. So if I may, I would like to offer the definition of Jewish preparation. I think the definition of Jewish preparation is soulful preparation. To define what it means to prepare Jewishly, it means looking within our souls and having a dialogue with ourselves that looks very different than what happens in American society. Again, think about Yom Kippur. What do? For an entire month, we take an account of our souls, a cheshbon ha-nefesh. We converse with ourselves. We ask ourselves questions of what we're proud of, what we're not. On Passover, in just a few weeks, I mentioned bidikat chametz, the searching of chametz within our homes, but that's an act to prompt us to look within our hearts and search for the pieces of chametz, the pieces of arrogance and ego that plagues the interior of our heart. That's soulful preparation. That's being prepared in a mindful, thoughtful, reflective way. And of course, it happens with Shabbat as well. I was reading a story about Henrietta Zold, the famous Zionist, founder of Hadassah, the woman who founded the first school for Russian Jewish immigrants to help them learn the English language, the eldest of eight daughters. And she was asked the following question: how do you have the strength to endure week to week? Because you see, this woman would wake up at 4:30 in the morning and continue working until midnight. And she answered the following way: the way that I maintain my strength and endurance is by, one, I have a cast lead stomach, and number two, I keep Shabbat. And then she went on to explain what keeping Shabbat means to her. She said that before she lit the Shabbat candles, before she even struck the match, she'd take a breath look within, and do her best to erase the worry and replace it with delight. She'd look within, she would remove concern and replace it with honor. After I read that story, I thought to myself that my soulful preparation each Shabbat is going to look as follows. Before I light the candles, because you have to see, my preparation at that point is done. I've cooked my meal, I've set the table, I've cleaned the house, but the real work has not yet started. And so my new routine is to ask myself the following questions. On this Shabbat, right as I'm about to welcome in the light, I'm going to ask myself the question, how have I changed this week so that I'm a better person? This week, what am I most proud of? This week, what am I least? This week, what can I do so that when I look at myself in the mirror, I can say, I like who I am? As Jews, we have a chance to engage in preparation in a beautiful and meaningful way. But the work starts with each and every one of us. Yes, we'll engage in the cooking, and yes, we will engage in the setting of the table. But if we want to really work, if we want to really sweat and exert our hearts, it's time to push our souls. Shabbat Shalom. I hope that your preparation begins today.